This is the opening market report for Friday on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. I'm Mark Magnuson. Markets are closed today in observance of the Independence Day holiday. Here's how the markets closed on Thursday with Ethan Robson of AgMarket.net.
Yeah, all in all, a pretty quiet trade to end the shortened trading week. Have September corn down a half cent, 422 and a quarter. December corn down 1.5, 440 and three quarters. Soybean market, that August contract up about 0.75%, 1136 and a quarter. November soybeans down about 2, 1147 and three quarters. Busy week, like you said, had Tuesday's acres and grain stocks report. Trade's been digesting those numbers, and then all steams ahead for U.S. weather.
And then also, Ethan, it's not too long before we have the WASDE report for July. So how did these reports this week set us up for that next big report?
Yeah, especially on the corn side with that grain stocks report, that grain stocks number coming a little bit below pre-report expectations, what the trade was expecting. So expecting a little bit of zigging and zagging with the July WASDE report, see how those numbers end up balancing there. That's going to be the next big report there. And then on top of that, too, it's all eyes on U.S. weather. This is prime time for U.S. corn growth. So something managed money is going to be paying close attention to is that forecast for that U.S. corn yield. How big is that U.S. corn yield going to be?
We will have a check of the numbers next.
When TarSpot showed up, Sky Scout was already on it. Before widespread reports, before it was making headlines, before many growers even knew it was there. That's what happens when your fields are being monitored throughout the season. Sky Scout from Landis Cooperative helps identify disease pressure, crop stress, and other yield-threatening issues early, giving you the information you need to make timely decisions. Because the earlier you know, the more options you have. Talk with your Landis representative or call 515-817-2100 to learn more about Sky Scout today.
September corn up a quarter cent at 423. August soybeans up 3 cents at 1136 and a quarter. August soybean meal up 20 cents at 305.50. August soybean oil up 8 cents at 66.77. Chicago wheat down a quarter cent at 599 and three quarters. Minneapolis wheat unchanged at 590. Kansas City hard red wheat up 3 3/4 at 627. And September oats up 7 1/4 at 334 and 3/4. On the Merck, August live cattle down 260 at 239.23. August feeder cattle down 353 at 360.63. July lean hogs up 50 cents at 93.85. July pork cutout unchanged at 115. Class 3 milk up 6 cents at 15.54. This has been a check of the opening markets on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network.